Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Anyone who has ever written anything for publication was undoubtedly amused when they read the quote of the actress Alicia Silverstone, who was commenting on the film in which she had starred, Clueless. The British-based Plain English Campaign has awarded her their Foot and Mouth Award for saying, quote, "I think that the film Clueless was very deep. I think it was deep in the way that it was very light. I think lightness has to come from a very deep place if it's true lightness." End quote. Right, whatever that means. When I am in China, I often stay at a Chinese business hotel where guests are invited, quote, "to visit our dining room, which seat 400, who will be barbecued personally by our chef." That's one I always avoid. The trouble with words, said Dave Garraway, is that it's not what you mean, it's what they mean. I agree. Before you say something, you are the master of your words. Once you've said it, your words become your master. And critics aren't concerned with what you meant, only what you said. Any politician knows that words are exacting masters. Jesus said, "For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." My friend Norm Wright said that when two people talk, at least six possible messages can get through. 1, what you meant to say. 2, what you actually said. 3, what the other person hears. 4, what the other person thinks he hears. 5, what the other person says about what you say. And 6, what you think the other person said about what you said. "I know you believe you understand what you think I said," is the caption under a cartoon showing two people talking, continuing, "but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant." Fewer words generally make for greater clarity. Answering yes or no leaves little room for ambiguity. But seldom do politicians come up with such short answers or statements, especially if they don't want to give a direct answer. So you end up scratching your head asking, "What did that person really say?" It is little wonder that Scripture says, "Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned." The British pastor William Barclay possessed a unique ability to be clear and concise. He believed that he learned this following a conversation he had with an old Scottish woman who was a member of his church. When the old lady was ill, he visited her in her home. Before he left, the woman said, "When you've been here talking to me, and sometimes putting up a wee prayer, it's been good, and I've understood every word you've said. But man, when you're in yon pulpit on the Sabbath, you're away o'er my head." The American president Woodrow Wilson was said to be a man of few words. When his wife was sick one Sunday morning, he went to church by himself. When he got home, his wife asked, "What did the pastor talk about?" With one word, he replied, "Sin." "Well," asked his wife, "what did he say about it?" "He was agin it," said Wilson. And 100,000 women exclaimed, "Just like a man." Gender differences, cultural differences, and certain linguistic differences and patterns make simple communication difficult, but not impossible. You've got to work at it. When you ask questions for clarification, when you restate things that you don't think are clear, and you respond to that puzzled, blank look on the face of the person that you're talking with, you can communicate effectively. Effective communication is work, but it is really worth the time and the effort. If you are to succeed in your business or your marriage or your home or whatever, you need to know how to communicate effectively. Remember, your words are your judges.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.